The founding fathers acknowledged that our Creator has endowed us with the right to life, but the right to life in America has been greatly undermined by the abortion ethic. Planned Parenthood is one of the biggest providers and promoters of abortion, and there have been battles to stop using our tax dollars to keep funding Planned Parenthood. By the way, they make a lot of money from those abortions. The Honorable Randy Holtgren of Illinois has served in elective office for 24 years. That includes some terms in the U.S. Congress. Now he's the executive director of the Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries, and he has some comments on how Congress can fix the Planned Parenthood funding ban expiration. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we welcome to the program Randy. Randy, thank you so much for being with us. I should say the Honorable Randy Holtgren.
No.
Great to have you on the program.
Thank you, Jerry.
Sure.
Great to be with you. Thank you
so much.
Randy is great. My favorite name is actually Grandy, so my grandkids call me Grandy. So that's my favorite name to be called. But great to be with you, Jerry. Thank you for your program. Thank you for your great service.
Oh, well, thank you. And just real fast, what is the Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries, and why do you all care about the issue of abortion and especially tax dollars going to support pro-abortion, you know, services and so forth?
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. Well, we believe every American family has the right to affordable health care with the kind of care that they desire and choose, that we ought to have that freedom. So the Alliance for Healthcare Sharing Ministries is a group of, it's well over a million Americans who are part of healthcare sharing ministries. And my family and I, when I was in Congress, I was just a rank and file member of the United States House of Representatives, and it was written into the law, the Affordable Care Act, that we, if we wanted insurance, had to be part of Obamacare. And it was a nightmare for my family and I. My wife and our four kids lived back in Illinois. I've traveled back and forth to DC. Very frustrating, paid for a lot of things we really didn't agree with, and so researched it and found out about healthcare sharing ministries. So we joined a healthcare sharing ministry about 14 years ago, and it has just been such a sweet thing for us. Honestly, it saved us a lot of money, so the affordability is great with healthcare sharing ministries. You've got a wonderful group of people where faith is the thing that brings us together. These are nonprofit ministries, and again, it's a million Americans, over a million Americans who just commit, make a moral commitment to pay each other's medical bills. And it's, I think, what insurance was intended to be before huge bureaucracies took over insurance, whether it's, you know, big insurance or big hospital systems or all these things. So we love healthcare sharing ministries because it's believers caring for believers. It's really that idea of loving your neighbor. It just, my neighbor might be across the country, might be north, south, east or west, but a way for us to come alongside and love them. And they do the same thing for us when we go through a need, sharing the expense, but also praying for each other, loving each other, caring each other for each other through these times. So anyhow, that's what healthcare sharing is. And the Alliance is the group of these largest and accredited healthcare sharing ministries that come together to make sure the voice of healthcare sharing ministries continue. So sorry, too long, but that's what the role. I have this service, great honor of being the executive director for the Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries. We care about this because the healthcare sharing ministries obviously don't pay for abortion. We don't want to pay for abortion. When I was growing up in Illinois, my congressman was Henry Hyde, one of my heroes. There was this thing called the Hyde Amendment that prohibited any payment for government funds, taxpayer dollars for abortion. And unfortunately, some of these things have weakened and slipped away. And we are just calling on Congress to once again reinstate this ban to make sure that my tax dollars, your tax dollars, other people's money isn't going to fund abortion. And as you said it so eloquently, Planned Parenthood is the leader in this, pushing it, making money from it, benefiting from it. And I don't want my tax dollars going there. And we need Congress to act again. They did a great thing in the One Big Beautiful Bill, which was Reconciliation 1.0. We're just asking them to do it again, do the same thing they did before and ban funding for Planned Parenthood so that no Medicaid money, other government monies would be going to Planned Parenthood.
So effectively on July 4th of this year, the ban on federal funding for Planned Parenthood stopped. And so therefore, therefore some of our tax dollars are going to Planned Parenthood regardless of our, you know, views on abortion.
That's exactly right. So again, a year ago, July 4th, it was a wonderful day. It was the day the president signed the One Big Beautiful Bill. It's what we call it. What it was Reconciliation 1.0. And that is, it's a unique thing written in the law where Congress can pass something with only one party. When one party is in majority in both House and Senate and president, you can, and those don't happen very often. So when that happens, there's an opportunity to pass a reconciliation bill that provided great tax cuts and a lot of other things, but also had this, they were talking about a 10-year ban on funding for Planned Parenthood. Unfortunately, last minute that fell apart, and they said, well, we'll do 1 year and then we'll extend it beyond that. Unfortunately, they have not extended it yet. So we need them to act. While it's this Congress, they still can do it. There a lot of them are home. Members of Congress, members of the Senate are coming home this week. So we just need your listeners to reach out to the Republican members of the House and Senate to say, do it again. Pass reconciliation, whether it's 3.0 or 4.0, but do it so that it includes this ban on funding of Planned Parenthood, but also at the same time, provide some access to more choice and care and affordability in healthcare for families. And that's what we're hoping for. These healthcare sharing ministries would love to be able to use HSAs or use other things, have tax parity. Most people pay their insurance before their taxes. That's one little downside that we have. We still save tons of money as healthcare sharing ministries, but we'd love to also get be able to pay for our health needs and other people's health needs pre-tax, that we shouldn't be taxed on paying for our health needs just because we're part of a healthcare sharing ministry. So all of this can be done in a reconciliation 3.0. It needs to get done before the end of this Congress. And so we're pushing everybody that we know to try and get that done, to encourage them to once again support reconciliation. Don't make it little, make it big enough so that it really provides affordability for families in this country, and also defunds Planned Parenthood once again.
Well, okay, so help me to understand this. First of all, maybe let's do it this way. There are some common myths that are promoted or used to promote abortion and Planned Parenthood. Let's have you address a couple of those. So, for example, I've heard there was a congressperson, I think, or somebody recently said, and it turns out she was wrong, but all Planned Parenthood, they provide mammograms and other services for pregnant women. So, in other words, it's sort of like, you know, hey, yeah, they do abortions, but they do other services as well. Is that really true?
No, I mean, they do other services, but money is fungible. Anything, their primary purpose, why they were created and why they continue to exist, is to provide abortions. That is what they do. And it breaks my heart, Jerry. They go into communities, a lot of times, communities that don't have as much other care, or, you know, might be struggling a little bit more economically, and push abortion there. And it breaks my heart that, again, any place that this would happen, but especially in areas, you know, where the economy might not be as strong, or they might have other challenges. And so what we're saying is, and again, they're still around. It was an entire 12 months that they didn't get any of this Medicaid funding, other dollars. So for them to say they need this is ridiculous. They've got millions of dollars from big funders that want to push as much abortion as they possibly can. I'd love for that to stop. But for sure, this taxpayer funding ought to stop. And we love it. Again, it's always questions of how money is spent, how insurance companies are spending money. It's, again, one of the things that I love about healthcare sharing ministries is I know exactly where my money is getting spent on people's healthcare needs. They know when I have a healthcare need, that is for a real need, for it's something that I believe in, that my faith agrees with. And so it's something that, like I said, a million Americans are part of healthcare sharing. We'd love for it to be 2 or 3 or 4 million. And so I would really encourage your listeners again to look at healthcare sharing ministries. There's some wonderful ones out there. We happen to be part of one called Samaritan Ministries. There's another great accredited ministry out of Florida called MediShare, another one called OneShare, many others out there as well. But these are accredited ministries that are proven, have been wonderful for my family and I, and I know none of my dollars are going to spend on things I disagree with. They're going for real health needs.
Okay, so another question for you, though, as far as Planned Parenthood is concerned. If a pregnant woman comes into Planned Parenthood and she wants to explore her options. Is she basically sold an abortion no matter what?
I think so. Again, I've never been in one of the clinics, but that's what I've heard is, you know, that's why they were funded. That's what they're all about. That's what they push. That's their mission, is to push abortions. And so, we've tried in other cases, again, just to make sure that people have other options. I don't think that is being successful. We'd love for that to change. I think some states have done a good job of that. Just was, with a group of legislators. There's a group called ALEC. The American Legislative Exchange Council, that is more conservative, and a group of legislators, senators and representatives from different states, and loved being with them. But I know there are some states that are pushing for this and making sure that even adoption is presented as a wonderful alternative when someone has an unplanned pregnancy. Unfortunately, a lot of women aren't told about this ability, that there's still so many wonderful families out there that they can direct that adoption process. So I can promise you that's not happening in a Planned Parenthood clinic, but there's a lot of other places, wonderful crisis pregnancy centers. We've had some great ones here in Illinois. My state, unfortunately, is doing so many things wrong. And it really has become, they've got abortion tourism here in Illinois. They brag to other states to come and have your abortion here. Horrible, sick, dark stuff that's going on. But in spite of all that, there are some wonderful crisis pregnancy centers that really are coming alongside and protecting life, protecting babies, protecting moms with an unplanned pregnancy, and making sure that they are able to make good decisions for their own health, but also for the health of their baby, and know that this new little baby is going to have a wonderful life with a family who wants them and loves them and can care for them. All of these things are some really important things, but I promise you that's not happening in these Planned Parenthood clinics.
Okay, right now we have about 2 minutes left, and I want you to address something. I heard you say earlier, you used the key word, a key word, conscience rights. And you said that Obamacare, let's be specific, Obamacare, the way they approached the whole healthcare reform, supposedly, was in a way that, frankly, did not acknowledge conscience rights of those who don't agree with abortion. And this is very interesting because our founders were very concerned about conscience rights. I mean, that's really a key reason why America was founded, and yet Christians find our conscience rights, being trampled on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It again, makes me so sad, and encourage people just to be good consumers of their own care, good stewards of the resources that God gives us, however you're getting health care, if it's through an insurance company, to ask those questions to find out where your money is getting spent in other places. Because with Obamacare, I'm convinced that it's not being protected. It's not. I'm sure money was going to things that I fundamentally disagreed with. One of the things, Jerry, that so much of it that I didn't like in Obamacare, and honestly, it was a big reason why I got elected in 2010. Nancy Pelosi famously said, "You can read the bill after it passes." I don't think people remember that, but that was a big reason why I think I got elected and why I ran for Congress. But one thing they actually did put in there was a recognition of healthcare sharing ministries as a viable alternative to insurance. Some people feel like they don't have an alternative. What I want to encourage your listeners is they do have an alternative. They should look at healthcare sharing ministries. It's not insurance. We don't want to be insurance. We'll never be insurance. We're a group of 1 million+ people who come together and say, we're making a moral commitment to care for each other, to love each other, and get each other through these health needs. So really some important things. But again, last word, call your senator, call your representative, let them know that they need to vote for Reconciliation 3.0 and make sure it includes banning of Planned Parenthood funding and expansion of health savings accounts and other things that are going to expand the ability for us to make choices and have affordability in our healthcare.
Okay, and your website, I believe, is achcm.org, correct?
Yeah, it's healthcare sharing ministries. So if you just look up the healthcare sharing ministries, right. The Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries, yeah. Sometimes that's the easiest way. Yep. Thank you so much.